If you've dealt with Social Security, I feel bad for you. I will say their website is a lot easier than it used to be. And the run-ins I've had with the workers at Social Security, they're not run-ins. I go there. If you make an appointment, it's actually been kind of a breeze at the Social Security office in terms of they're ready for you when you make an appointment. So I don't want to like poo-poo on everything that Social Security does. But it is getting more difficult. And they're trying to make things more automated or more go to the website to do this, which seems like a good idea. But there's pitfalls along with that, too. Here to chat about that is Kelly Phillips Erb, tax attorney, Forbes writer. Kelly, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
Do you think the Social Security website's pretty good? I think it's not so bad.
Oh, compared to before, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think there's still a lot of limitations. But yeah, compared to how it used to be, it's much better.
Those limitations involve a lot of different things. Going to the Social Security office without an appointment, if you just show up, can be a maddening experience. Being on the phone for hours and hours is a common experience, Kelly. And now a proposed change would try to alleviate people from calling in and going online. Talk us through this one.
So the Social Security has been trying to move folks towards the online accounts for a while now, and they're with mixed success. And the latest change is that if you want to get certain kinds of information, so those benefit verification letters, to get a tax statement or a placement form 1099 to change your address, get a claim status, you now have to get an online code to make those changes, even if you call over the phone. So it's sort of like the multi-factor authentication that we're sort of all used to in the private sector. So the idea is to make it more secure. The problem is that, you know, Social Security by design typically impacts older adults, and not all adults feel comfortable with the online statements and the online verifications. And so there's a little bit of a concern that as they push beneficiaries to go online, that some of these things that we consider to be routine that they might have been able to call and just get over the phone before, they're not going to be able to do as easily.
Yeah, I have that concern as well. Look, at WGN Radio, we have listeners of all sorts of age ranges, but we often have listeners call that I'll chat with on the air, some great people that are in their 80s or 90s, and they'll ask about something. I'll be like, do you feel comfortable using a computer? And I don't think you'll be surprised, Kelly. A lot of them just say, no, I'm not really good at that. Some are, and I'm not painting with a broad brush. There's some 80 and 90-year-olds who have really caught on to the new technology. But it's a large swath of the population that if you tell them, go get your authentication code online, you're going to get eyebrows raised and maybe just a give up on their end, you know?
For sure. And the AARP is actually very concerned about this. According to their numbers, 1 in 4 older adults don't go online ever. So, you know, that's a large chunk of the population who might not be able to get these simple tasks done over the phone again. And they're sort of used to being able to do that. And to your point about, you know, some people are comfortable with certain kinds of services online, but not others. My mom is a fantastic texter. She texts me all the time. She'll text my kids. But she wouldn't go online to do anything business-related or tax-related. She would find that really intimidating. Like, she's very happy to chat. So I think part of the issue with Social Security right now is that as they move towards a more efficient system and they claim that it would be also more secure, they're kind of not keeping the promise that the commissioner made during his confirmation hearing where he said he was willing to meet beneficiaries where they are, right? Like, that was a big thing that he said during his confirmation hearing, because there are a lot of people who are concerned about things becoming too online too quickly. And again, I think those of us who grew up around computers or use them every day have a level of comfort there. But it can be intimidating for someone who really just wants a new 1099.
Yeah.
They don't want to register for an account just to get that when they feel like they should just be able to call on the phone and say, mail it to the same address you've always mailed it to. I didn't get it.
I do understand the two-factor authentication, that even the people that may not be able to do this, it may protect them from fraud. I mean, I don't know how prevalent it is, but there is a lot of worry about Social Security numbers being taken and people trying to even do your taxes ahead of time to get a refund, and you don't even know someone's done your taxes for you. I'm sure you've heard and written about that, Kelly. So, I mean, I guess I understand the motivation, but I guess there should be a, I don't know, what's the third option? Come to the office? I don't know.
Well, that is the problem, is that that's the alternative. If you don't want to, if you can't do it over the phone, if you can't do the online verification, you can come to the office, but that's not as easy as it may sound. I know you mentioned earlier that you found it to be pretty easy, but that's probably because you're in a metropolitan area. I am too. I'm outside of Philly. But the ARP, again, in their studies, found that nearly a quarter of seniors live more than an hour's drive from their nearest field office. And the average wait time to get an appointment these days, 35 days.
Yep. And it was only easy because I got the appointment, which was hard to do online in the first place. So you're right. It's not easy for people just to waltz on in.
Exactly. And now, even with the, to get an appointment, it now takes you 35 days. That's before field office workers have been reassigned under the latest reductions in force and that kind of thing. So it's a little, I think, intimidating for a lot of seniors. The AARP, again, says, you know, seniors access Social Security services over the phone. So taking those away, you know, takes away the way that they normally communicate with the administration. And then to your point about fraud, yes, it is a concern. I write a lot about financial crimes. But when it comes to Social Security, you might be surprised to learn that fraud is pretty rare. They did kind of like an audit of, you know, what happens with overpayments. Where are they paying people that shouldn't get paid? And it's less than 3% of the claims that are overpaid are attributable to fraud. They're usually regarding something else, right? Like someone not reporting something properly. But in terms of fraud, it's a pretty small percentage. So again, understandable that they want to be more efficient, totally understand wanting to move towards an online system, but again, they have to meet people where they are, and I think that is particularly concerning for seniors, especially seniors who might be in rural areas, or people with mobility challenges, or people who don't have reliable transportation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, making it available to everybody is the goal for a service that's supposed to benefit, you know, millions of Americans.
Kelly, I appreciate your reporting on this. We'll have to chat again soon. You know what you're talking about here, and you're meeting our listeners where they are, which we appreciate. That's Kelly Phillips Erb. She wrote for the Forbes on this article about these proposed changes to Social Security.